Whitefield is a new visual arts nonprofit founded by New York City-based cultural producer Anna Van Lenten that launched its inaugural exhibition at the Hudson Opera House on Saturday, August 20th. Running through September 25th, Making a Scene presents the work of nine international artists who explore the boundaries of storytelling through photography, film, video, and cross-platform installations. The exhibition is accompanied by feature film screenings, public talks, and a youth photo workshop. Anna joins us along with Keith Miller, whose film Five Star will screen in Hudson on Saturday. The fiction meets reality feature casts a real-life member of the Bloods in a story about gang life in Brooklyn. Anna Van Lenten and Keith Miller, welcome to the roundtable. Thank you very much for being with us.
Thanks for having us.
Thanks for having us.
Nice to have you on the program. What is Lightfield? How did this come about?
Lightfield came about out of a photo series I curate in New York at a place called The Half King. I've been doing it for about 6 years, and I started Lightfield in February with the main purpose of organizing this festival of photography and film and video and mixed media. There are many photo and film festivals in the country, but there are none that are within striking distance of New York City, outside of the city. So I landed on Hudson, and now this is our first year, and we hope to make it an annual event.
What do you ultimately hope to accomplish?
I hope that people come to Hudson to see this art. I hope that they take delight in the surface pleasures of the art. It's great. The photography on the walls is really wonderful. But as well, there are stories behind what is on the walls, and I hope that the art is an entry point to these stories, and that people gain a kind of fresh perspective on social issues and challenges that individuals and communities are facing every day around us.
What do you look for in the art that you display?
The art on the walls is largely it kind of falls into a kind of gulf between contemporary photography and film and documentary art. So I can give you examples. That would be the best way to illustrate it. There's an artist, Omar Imam, whose project is called Live, Love, Refugee. And Omar, he's a Syrian photographer, and the project is a look at Syrian refugees who are in a Lebanese refugee camp. And rather than the typical images of refugees that we see washing their clothes or making food, Omar collaborates with these folks and asks them about their journey out of Syria or their day-to-day realities in the refugee camps. And based on what they tell him, he stages scenarios with them that, in a way, that manifest what their emotional state of mind is. So there's one great photograph with a son and a mother outside in a camp, sitting at a dining room table with a tablecloth and a wine glass and cutlery on the table. And the son is standing next door posing as a waiter, and he's holding a platter that has grass on it. And this scenario emerged because they had to, when they were fleeing Syria, they had to eat grass at one point. And they had to, the mother had to force herself to eat it for her children to see that this was necessary to do to survive. So to me, it's an example of this kind of innovative documentary art that it's a fresh perspective on images that we're consuming all the time about refugees and are in a way growing a little numb to.
Right. The idea for it to be a documentary type form of work, was that from the beginning that you wanted it to reflect reality?
Yes, although I should say it's not exactly activist art, like art that's in the service of a message.
Right.
The art comes first, but then within it are narratives that you could read about in the newspaper. Mm-hmm. And that's just what I come from. That's what I do at the Half King. So it's what I naturally wanted to do up here.
So, I mean, those good old-fashioned topics like war and peace and love and hate, and those are fairly universal in art as well as in our culture, in our society, right?
Yeah. I mean, the stuff on the walls and Keith's film, it deals with things that we read about all the time. I mean, racial inequality and workers' rights and war and conflict, as you say. So that's all there, but the visual pleasures of the art are kind of first. These folks are artists making art.
Keith Miller is an award-winning filmmaker and artist based in Brooklyn, was named a 2015 Guggenheim Fellow as part of the development and production of Five Star. He was awarded a Jerome Film and Video Grant and a Rooftop Production Grant, and a professor at NYU as well. Tell us a little bit about how the film came about.
Well, I should go back to my previous feature film, Welcome to Pine Hill. That movie began through a chance encounter, actually an argument over a dog, and then me and the protagonist of Welcome to Pine Hill became friends, and he worked as a bouncer in a bar. And I was hanging out with him one day after we had finished the movie, after it had had its little tour, and he said, "Oh, do you want to meet this guy, Primo?" And so we went and met him, and we had a one-hour-long on-camera conversation that I cut down to a two-minute piece, kind of a mini documentary, but I would call it more like a little piece. And through that process, Primo and I started to have a pretty solid friendship. And then after I finished the piece and I showed it to him, he really liked it. And I thought he was great on camera. And so we decided we would collaborate on the story. And through our conversations, I wrote what is the story of Five Star.
And what ultimately were you trying to explore?
The underlying question for it before I met Primo that had been on my mind was the idea of what it means to be a man. I think for a lot of people, there's a very straightforward idea of manliness being associated with fighting and strength and things like that. But someone like Primo, who comes from the Bloods, and he was raised fighting, and by his, you know, that he likes to fight. Or he used to like to fight. His challenge was much more about learning how to be true to his wife and be a good father and not end up in prison while he's trying to raise his kids and provide for them and be a good role model. So those challenges are not about toughness. They're really kind of inner challenges for him. So that was the idea.
We do have a clip from the film. Do you know what this clip is?
Not until I hear it.
Oh, okay, all right. I didn't know whether you provided it for us or not.
We gave three. I gave three. So
okay, all right. So we're going to play a clip, and then you'll tell us what it's about.
Sure.
Okay,
yeah.
Here's a clip from Keith's film. And again, the film is called Five Star and will screen in Hudson on Saturday.
I mean, this works out for you and you're comfy, which I'm sure you will be. Bring you to the home team, not me. Get the one-eyed Willie and do one of these a little bit.
All right, you offer me to be blood, man?
It's an offer, but don't think you gotta do what the rest of these dudes gotta do. Man, I take care of that. You ain't gotta go buck 50 no grills, still no cars or some shit. I mean, I bless you in. I'm a five-star, they don't question me. Say the word right now, I put it in the books. When you walk outside tomorrow morning or even in the next hour, motherfuckers gonna salute you.
What's a five-star?
Never thought I had to explain it to you, you know what I mean? Always thought Mel would be here to tell you. Five lanes, baby. First five to ever start this whole blood pyro game. You know what I mean? It goes deeper than what you see on the TV. right now, what you read, got Bloods and Crips fighting over this. Five stars, we don't gotta fight over that. Understand, we generals, we salute everything. We done bossed up. Everybody answers to me. Don't go down unless it goes through me. Before it was me and your pops. I love him to death. But what he taught me, I'm going to use. I'm going to do for you what was done for me. Put you under the wing. You ain't got to worry about nothing. You know what I mean? Ready to come home?
Keith Miller's Five Star will screen as part of Whitefield's Making a Scene in Hudson, New York on Saturday at 7 o'clock. Tell us a little bit about that scene.
So before the movie starts, that's a conversation between Primo, who's a leader, and an older guy, and John, who's the young guy. And John's father was Primo's mentor, who was killed before the movie begins by a stray bullet, or a supposedly stray bullet. And Primo is kind of stepping in to take care of him. And his way of taking care of him is offering him kind of like a direct passage to be Blood. And so one of the underlying questions that sets up in the movie in terms of plot structure is, does John want to make this decision? Does he want to follow in his father's footsteps, even though his father left him and his mother at 5 years old when John was five? So he's got this kind of legend on the streets version of his father, but he doesn't know his father, so he doesn't have such a positive view of him. Not necessarily negative, it's just kind of like absent.
Yeah.
So, Primo's way of kind of like stepping in is letting him into the gang, and John's trying to decide if that's something he wants to do.
What do you hope audiences take away from seeing the film?
I think that there's a lot of ideas about people in gangs, individuals, and I would hope to disabuse them of those. You know, when I first started making Five Star, before we shot anything, someone said to me, "Why do you even talk to those people?" And my response was, "That's why I'm making this movie," right? Yeah. Because those people are not singular in their identity, in their personality, in their possibilities, in their histories, and they're complex, nuanced, human, and flawed and perfect and all the things at the same time.
So, Anna, this fits into the overall goal quite nicely then.
It does, in part because the art on the walls and the film that Keith has made plays around with fiction and documentary. In Keith's case, I mean, he can speak to that, but there are ways that it's not just sort of, he's not just going onto the streets and documenting a gang. He's using, non-actors whose personal stories are sort of reflected in the script, but he's mixing it up. And that's the case with other artists on the walls at the Hudson Opera House.
Well, it is an amazing event, and you can find out more information by going to hudsonoperahouse.org. Keith Miller's Five Star will screen as part of Whitefield's Making a Scene in Hudson on Saturday at 7 o'clock, and the overall exhibition runs through the 25th of September.
Yes, it does.
At the Hudson
Opera House.
You can find out more information by going to hudsonoperahouse.org, hudsonoperahouse.org. Anna and Keith, I thank you very much for being with us. I hope you have a lovely holiday weekend, and thank you for sharing with us this morning.
Thank you.
And you. Thanks for
Great
having
pleasure.
Us.
Great pleasure. Thank you. You're listening to The Roundtable on WAMC.